I'd like to call the March 28th Board of Water and Natural Resources meeting to order. Brenda, please call the roll.
Becker? Bernhard?
Here.
Drews?
Here.
Lanning?
Here.
Soholt?
Here. I would like to welcome everyone participating in today's meeting or listening online. The meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their microphones only when they're speaking. The meeting is being recorded, and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board. If members of the Board of Legislative Oversight Committee are participating remotely today, please acknowledge your presence at this time. Okay, hearing none. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Bernhard would so move.
Second, Drews.
Second, Lamb.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. I'd like to approve the minutes of the January 4th, 2024 board meeting. Do we have a motion of approval?
Drews would move.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We're now entering a public comment period. And what this period is for people that have interest or concerns on items on the agenda, or if there are other items they wish to bring to the board at this time. And I'll remind the board and others that this is not a question and answer period. Rather, it is a time for sharing some information, and the information is to be shared in a timely manner. Approximately 3 minutes will be allowed per person on the public comment period. Do we have anybody in the audience or online that would like to share at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I actually have a few announcements before moving forward into the public comment area, but first I'd like to introduce a new board member, Cameron Becker. Do you want to say anything, introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Cameron Becker. I'm from Marion, South Dakota. I'm the president of River's Edge Bank in Marion.
Welcome aboard.
A second announcement is I regret to inform those that haven't known, board member Dr. Gnerk passed away in late January, and he will definitely be very missed from the board. He had a great influence and many years of service to the Board of Water and Natural Resources. Okay,
now Dr. Gnerk, many of us, a lot of different things. Anything else, Tina?
We're good.
So now I get to talk, Jerry. This is Jay.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Jay Gilbertson with the East Dakota Water Development District out of Brookings. I take the opportunity, to bring an issue before the board that I'd least like you to start thinking about. As the board knows, perhaps better than most, the demand on water resources in South Dakota continues to grow. And often at a scale, whether it be for public water supply or commercial or industrial agricultural development, that really has not been seen in the past. One look no further than items, look here, 6, 7, 8 on the board's agenda today to note the demands that are about to be placed on probably the last remaining very large quantity of water, which is the Missouri River. Runs through town. It's handy for those who live along it, but it's if you don't live next to it, it's a long way sometimes to get that. And whether it's the Western Dakota Regional Water System, Dakota Main Stem, or the Bend's project out of the northeast. This is where the water's going to come from down the line. With this in mind, about a year ago, the executive board of the South Dakota legislature requested, commissioned, whatever the appropriate term is, an issue memorandum on use of the Missouri River that looked at a background on how the river is managed, summarized statutory and regulatory frameworks that govern its water rights, provide a summary of current water allocation and water projects that divert Missouri River water, such as Miniwichonee, and address the impact of potential future water projects. That report is available online, and I'll provide a follow-up memo to the board with links to that activity. It's a very good and simple read. As we go forward, I think we need look no further than the southwestern part of the country to those that are currently fighting over water in the Colorado River. They thought they had a really good handle on things 100 years ago. They could not have been more wrong. Understand, wrong is sort of a binary thing, but you can be really, really wrong sometimes, and they are. We are nowhere near that situation in South Dakota with the Missouri River water right now. I believe there is plenty of water for all the current uses and a fair degree of future development, but at some point we too will reach that position where we need to start thinking long and hard. And I'm here today, or we're looking to start a conversation at some point with looking at what do we know about the river? How much is in it? How big is the pie, if you will? How much of that pie do we need to reserve to keep the river going, the fish and the boats floating and all the rest? There's something called the Winters Doctrine, which allocates as yet unquantified quantity of water to tribal water rights, tribal interests across the state that predate every water right that has been issued by the state. Maybe Homestake has got a bit of a deal. We're behind that. And then there's the rest of it. And I think the rest is sufficient for quite a bit of development down the line. But again, that's what they thought in Colorado 100 years ago. And so I'll just here to raise that attention. As I said, I'll follow up with a memo providing some contacts. And I appreciate your time and interest. Thank you.
Jay, thank you very much. Okay, moving on to item number 5, amendments to the State Water Plan and the 2024 Clean Water SRF and the 2024 Drinking Water SRF Intended Use Plans. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman Soholt. Water projects, which will require state funding or need state support for categorical grant or loan funding, need to be on the State Water Plan. The Board of Water and Natural Resources annually approves projects for placement onto the State Water Facilities Plan and provides for amendment of projects onto the plan. Placement of a project on the State Water Plan by the Board provides no guarantee of funding. Projects placed onto the plan at this meeting will remain on the facilities plan through December of 2025. Projects seeking a clean water or drinking water state revolving fund loan must be included on the project priority list of the intended use plan. The State Water Plan applications are used to determine which projects should be amended onto the project priority list. There were 13 State Water Plan applications received by the February 1st, 2024 deadline. The list of projects was included in your board packet, and currently a map is on the screen showing the location of those different projects. As I present the applications, I will also identify those projects to be placed on the Clean Water SRF and Drinking Water SRF project priority lists. Our first application came from Box Elder. This is for an area of the sanitary sewer system along Highway 1416 that is in need of replacement and upsizing. The city will install 15,500 feet of 30 and 36 inch pipe. The new pipe will help reduce inflow and infiltration from the existing pipe and provide for future growth capacity in the trunk sewer system. Be placed on the Clean Water Intended Use Plan with 14 points and an estimated loan of $344,000 exactly, sorry, at a rate and term of 3.75% for 30 years. Our next application is from Central City. This is for installation of storm sewer inlets, pipe, and valley gutter to manage and convey stormwater overflow across major arterial streets. Be placed on the Clean Water Intended Use Plan with 4 points, an estimated loan of $182,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Next, we have two applications from Dell Rapids that are related. The first is for replacement of 4,600 feet of PVC water main along and adjacent to Orleans Avenue. The project also includes a western area drinking water expansion, which would not be eligible for drinking water SRF funding, as it is considered future growth. The replacement portion of the project along Orleans Avenue would be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 11 points, an estimated loan of $3,540,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. The second Dell Rapids application is for replacement of approximately 3,800 feet of sanitary sewer and 2,200 feet of storm sewer along and adjacent to Orleans Avenue. The project would also include a western area sewer expansion with a lift station and total of 5,500 feet of sewer main and force main to connect to the existing system. Would note the difference in the clean water SRF, those expansion areas are eligible under that program. This would be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 10 points, an estimated loan of $8,540,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Our next application is from Elk Point. This project would be to reconfigure and replace wastewater treatment lagoon piping to better utilize the existing treatment capacity and improve their facility loading. Aeration to further reduce loading and meet required permit limits would also be installed. Placed on the clean water intended use plan with 25 points, an estimated loan of $2,200,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Next, we have an application from Grant Roberts Rural Water System. This is for construction of 3.8 miles of parallel pipeline within the service area to meet user demands and pressurize the system. It would include consolidating the community of Marvin as individual users and replacing the existing meters in that community, and would also construct an emergency connection to Millbank to provide a redundant water supply for that city. Estimated loan is $2,549,000 at 3.75% for 30 years and would be 76 points on the drinking water intended use plan. Next is an application from Lincoln County Rural Water System. They are in need of moving an existing water main to a new alignment to avoid a conflict with the Veterans Parkway road construction in the Sioux Falls area and to also better accommodate the planned use of the area. This project
this
would include installation
transcribed.
Of approximately 1.25 miles of 8 and 12 inch pipeline. Be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 7 points, an estimated loan of $713,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Next is an application from Oak Mountain Country Estates Homeowners Association. This is a small development near Deadwood and currently utilizes an existing well the city has as its sole water source. The project would install a new well, install an ion exchange treatment system, replace existing storage tanks with two 12,000 gallon groundwater tanks, replace meters, and replace approximately 17,000 feet of existing water main. Estimated loan of $6,348,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Our next application is from Powder House Pass Community Improvement District. This project is for the expansion of the current wastewater treatment facility to accommodate additional growth, installation of a new lift station and sanitary sewer lines, and improvements to an existing lift station to allow expansion into undeveloped areas. Be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 2 points, an estimated loan of $2,075,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Rapid Valley Sanitary District has submitted an application for construction of a new trunk sewer line and collection pipe to disconnect users from the city of Rapid City and construct a new wastewater treatment facility. Be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 9 points, estimated loan of $60 million at 3.75% for 30 years. Next application is from Sioux Falls. It's for installation of sanitary sewer and equalization basin and larger lift station and force main to fully complete their Basin 15 sewer expansion project. Be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 12 points, an estimated loan of $11 million at 3.5% for 20 years. Next is Weston Heights Sanitary District. This is for replacement of approximately 1,500 feet of sanitary sewer and related appurtenances on Rosalie Lane, Crystal Lane, and Susan Street. Be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 9 points, an estimated loan of $1,111,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Our last application is from West River Lyman Jones Rural Water System. It's for construction of 26 miles of parallel or increased size pipeline in various locations to meet user demands and pressurize their system, and install a total of 600,000 gallons of additional storage capacity in the Elbin service area. This would be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 33 points, an estimated loan of $14,769,000 at 3.5% for 30 years. With that, staff would recommend placement of all 13 projects onto the 2024 State Water Facilities Plan.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Vernon Harvey would so move.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion or question?
Question, Mr. Chair. Mr. Drews.
Yes.
Andy, can you remind me how the priority points are established and how they fit into the decision by staff?
Yep. So the priority points are established in administrative rule, and they're based on a little bit different for each program. You'll see higher points typically on the drinking water program because of the way the scoring rubric is set up, lower points typically on the clean water program. Based on the type of project being constructed, compliance issues, impacts to the environment, drinking water has a few more categories maybe that, you know, for source and treatment and meters and things like that that vary the points. You know, treatment scores a higher point total than just line replacement because of the importance. Similar on the clean water side, though, also. Does that answer?
Yes, thank you.
And this, right now, we're just doing the state water plan. The two IUP amendments officially will be the two next actions.
Sorry, I
skipped
ahead.
It's okay.
Very good. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number six, Dakota Mainstream Regional Water System, State Water Resources Management System Grant. Andy.
Jerry, we've got two other action items under item five, and those are amendments to the clean water and then the drinking water intended use plan. I'll start with the clean water. We have the projects that I just presented for state water plan placement. However, we do have several other projects that need to be placed back onto the intended use plan. They are prior funded projects that will be presented later in the day for additional funding. The first of those is Green Valley Sanitary District, which received previous funding awards to install a central sewer collection system and convey the water to the Rapid City Treatment Plant. This project would eliminate existing septic tanks, and their grant periods are coming up to expiration in April because of a few different factors that we'll discuss later. They're requesting additional funding, and Tina will get more into that, but we would place that project on the clean water intended use plan with 29 points, an estimated loan of $9,322,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. The next one would be Hudson. They received a previous SRF loan and ARPA grant to replace portions of the existing sanitary and storm sewer. They've experienced some increased project costs and will be requesting some additional funds. They'd be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 7 points, an estimated loan of $1,295,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Next for clean water would be Kadoka. Again, having received a previous SRF loan and ARPA grant for replacement of existing sanitary and storm sewer on Poplar Street, and again, having had some increased cost issues, placed on the clean water intended use plan with 8 points, an estimated loan of $800,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Parkston, kind of same story, received an SRF loan and ARPA grant for installing an ammonia removal and disinfection system at the treatment lagoons and dredging of those lagoons to increase their capacity. Again, requesting some additional funding. They'd be placed on the Clean Water Intended Use Plan with 25 points, an estimated loan of $1.5 million at 3.75% for 30 years. And then Worthing would also have a previous SRF loan and ARPA grant to install a submerged attached growth reactor at the treatment facility to increase their capacity and meet their limits. They've experienced some increased cost as well, so we'd be placing that on the intended use plan with 14 points, estimated loan of $1,800,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. So with those additional recommendations, that would be staff's recommendation to address, add the additional projects to the Clean Water SRF intended use plan for those 13 projects that are shown on the screen onto the project priority list.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
We're looking for a second.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, we'll move on to our drinking water intended use plan additions. Again, several projects being recommended from the state water plan applications. We do have two additional projects that are listed on the screen. The first for Faith, they've received previous drinking water SRF loan for a new 250,000 gallon elevated tower and installation of water main. Again, having experienced some increased costs, they'll be requesting additional funding. They'd be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 3 points, an estimated loan of $1,250,000 at 3.25% for 30 years. And Hudson, receiving a previous drinking water SRF loan and ARPA grant again on this side for replacing 2,300 feet of water main, constructing a new 50,000 gallon storage tank and booster station. Again, some increased costs experiences that they'll be requesting funding for. They'd be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 48 points, an estimated loan of $1,107,000 at 3.5% for 30 years. Staff recommends the changes to the drinking water SRF intended use plan for the addition of the 7 projects shown on the screen onto the project priority list be approved.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, now I believe we're ready to move on to item 6.
Yes, we are. Item 6 is for the Dakota Main Stem Regional Water System State Water Resources Management System Grant Agreement. Section 1 of Senate Bill 16, which was approved by the 2024 legislature, amended the State Water Resources Management System list to add the Dakota Main Stem Regional Water System Study as a preferred priority project of the state. Section 2 of Senate Bill 16, approved by the 2024 legislature, appropriated $1 million in grant funds for the Dakota Main Stem Regional Water System Study. The legislation authorized a state grant to the local project sponsors for a feasibility level study, system startup, and administration of the study. The grant is subject to the terms and conditions established by the Board of Water and Natural Resources. The department has received a request from the Dakota Main Stem Regional Water System as the local project sponsor to place the $1 million appropriation under agreement. The grant agreement has been drafted with the assistance of DANR Legal Counsel. Staff recommendation is to approve the resolution authorizing the chairman to execute the State Water Resources Management System grant agreement with the Dakota Main Stem Regional Water System. I know we do have Kurt Feifley with the Dakota Main Stem, and Kurt, if you'd like to come up and say a few brief words.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I was advised to keep my comments very short, and I just want you to know that I'm going to heed that sage advice. My name is Kurt Feifley. I'm the executive director for the South Dakota Association of Rural Water Systems, at least for the next 18 days, and then I'm going to join the ranks of the retired. But today I'm here on behalf of the Dakota Mainstem Regional Water System. We want to express our gratitude to the board for the board's consideration of this $1 million grant agreement, supporting our efforts and ensuring a successful launch to the project. The significance of the grant really can't be overstated. It does serve as a cornerstone for a series of pivotal steps, including conducting a thorough needs assessment and feasibility study. The funding will also assist with operating costs, enabling us to secure some staff, office operations, and engaging consulting services from engineers, attorneys, and financial professionals. Those resources are indispensable and will allow us to manage the complexities that are inherent to a project of this size. On March 8th, we issued a request for proposals, an RFP, to find a highly capable engineering team for the study phase and ultimately the design phase of the project. This step marks a significant milestone for the selection and onboarding of an engineering team. April 9th is the deadline for receiving those submittals. Bless you. Again, we want to thank the board and the department staff. Your support is not merely assistance, but it's a backbone of this project's potential success. And in closing, I do want to assure you that Dakota Mainstem is fully committed to transparency, accountability, and excellence through the development of this project. We're eager to get started on our work, and we're confident that with your support, we'll achieve our shared goals of enhancing the accessibility to quality water for the people of this region. Thank you for your attention, for your consideration, and most importantly, your support. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for being there today. Appreciate it very much. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions at this time? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Very good. Item number 7, Water Investment in Northern South Dakota State Water Resources Management Systems Grant Agreement. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman Soholt. Yes, this is for the what's known as the WINS project, and for a grant agreement amendment in this case. Section 4, Senate Bill 17, Section 4 of Senate Bill 17, which was approved in the 2023 legislature, appropriated $5 million in grant funds for the WINS project. The board placed those funds under agreement in March of 2023. The most recent 2024 legislation appropriated an additional $5 million in grant funds within Section 3 of Senate Bill 16 for the WINS project. The department has received a request from the three project sponsors to place the additional 2024 $5 million appropriation under agreement. The first amendment to the grant agreement has been drafted with the assistance of DANR Legal Counsel. Staff's recommendation is to approve the resolution authorizing the chairman to execute the State Water Resources Management System Grant Agreement, First Amendment, with the joint project sponsors. I know today in the room with us we have Robin Bobzien, who's with the City of Aberdeen and one of the sponsors. Robin, would you like to come up and say anything?
Briefly. Board, Robin Bobzien with the City of Aberdeen, and the board heard this same pitch a year ago, and we just wanted to let you know that we are committed to providing good Missouri River water to our region, and we thank you for your support. Both the board and the department have been very supportive in the past, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Robin, thank you for being in attendance today. It's much appreciated. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item number 8. Western Dakota Regional Water System, State Water Resources Management System Grant Agreement. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman. Again, very similar to the last project, Western Dakota Regional Water System. In 2023, was appropriated $1 million of grant funds for their study. The board placed these funds under agreement in March of 2023. The 2024 legislature appropriated an additional $1 million in grant funds for the Western Dakota Regional Water System study, which was Section 4 of Senate Bill 16. The department has received a request from the Western Dakota Regional Water System as the local project sponsor to place the additional 2024 $1 million appropriation under agreement. The first amendment to the grant agreement has been drafted with the assistance of DANR legal counsel. Staff's recommendation is to approve the resolution authorizing the chairman to execute the State Water Resources Management System Grant Agreement, First Amendment, with the Western Dakota Regional Water System. I believe we may have Doug Curry online. Doug, if you'd like to speak on behalf of the project. And if it's not working for Doug, we also have Cheryl Chapman in the room who can pinch hit.
Right. Thank you, Andy. Cheryl Chapman, Executive Director of Western Dakota Regional Water System. And want to say thank you again for continuing support for the feasibility study to look at bringing Missouri River water to Western South Dakota. Our team continues its work. We're also pleased to say that we have 27 organizational members now of Western Dakota, continuing with their encouragement and participation in the proposed project. Of course, this is useful as well in collecting local match funds, which is required of this particular grant. Our work continues to assess the needs in Western South Dakota and explore intake options in the Missouri River, as well as other environmental considerations for the project. Again, thank you so much for your continuing support.
Thank you for being in attendance today. It's much appreciated. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Very good. Item number 9, drinking water facilities funding applications. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman Soholt. We'll start off, and we'll be getting it up on the screen here shortly, but with kind of where we're at for available funds. Start off with American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA grants. Kind of split this now into two different categories because we have two different allocations of funding. The first is the original 2022 appropriation that was a total of $600 million. Due to some recent reversions, because we had a deadline of March 1st for plans and specifications, we did have 7 projects that did not meet the plans and specs deadline. Their grant funds were reverted, so about $5 million more than what we've had there. So a total of just under $13.4 million. The 2024 appropriation that was approved as Senate Bill 53 during this year's legislative session, and Tina will talk a little more about that at the end of the board meeting, appropriated an additional $89,384,221 exactly. Rather unique appropriation dollar amount, but that was the amount that was kind of left after other activities. So a total of just over $102 million available. We do plan to be coming to the board with recommendations for reallocation of those funds at the board's June meeting. So we're working on that as we speak. The Consolidated Water Facilities Construction Program, with this year's omnibus bill appropriation, as well as some reversions from a current project that will be discussed more later today, total available of just over $6.9 million. Drinking Water SRF construction grants with the new 2024 allocation, just over $2.1 million. Clean Water SRF water quality grants, again including the current allocation and some reversions, a little over $2.7 million available. Moving on to the Drinking Water SRF principal forgiveness, again we have several different pots of that principal forgiveness. The first two are tied to our base capitalization grant allocations. Anticipating, and some of these we have not seen officially, but based on numbers from last year and what was recently approved, I think we're in the ballpark, about $690 million for any borrower. Principal forgiveness available for disadvantaged communities up to a maximum of $3.7 million is available. From the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, Bill Supplemental Funding Grant, the principal forgiveness for disadvantaged communities, we have just over $15.9 million available, and that amount is required actually to be allocated at some point. Emerging contaminants principal forgiveness, again, this is noted at about $16.4 million. Those are 100% principal forgiveness funds, but have to meet special criteria to qualify for that emerging contaminant in the project, as well as the BIL lead service line principal forgiveness, which is only available for disadvantaged communities. Do have a significant amount of dollars there, however, have to have lead service line specific projects, which we have not had much interest in to date. So some good money there, but need special projects for some of it. On the Clean Water SRF principal forgiveness, the first one is from our base allocation grant. We're anticipating about $1.7 million available. From the supplemental BIL funding for disadvantaged communities, a little over $5.6 million. And then again, some funding for emerging contaminants principal forgiveness, just a little over $1 million available. For those online, if you're not speaking currently, I would ask that you please mute your line or try and stay quiet. All right, with those available funds, if there's no questions on that, we will move on to the actual funding applications. I would note this is a one-day board meeting, so we'd ask the board to take action on the applications as they are presented. And we'll get started with our first project based on priority points, which is from the Southern Black Hills Water System. They have identified several needed improvements, including extending existing water system main from existing wells at Paramount Point Subdivision, 5 miles northeast to the Spring Creek Acres Subdivision.
Andy, you're muted. Andy,
we lost audio.
Can you hear us now?
Andy, we have no audio.
Take it off the camera or off the screen. I don't understand what's going on. Somebody's muting us by accident.
I think so.
Can you unmute the room?
I can see if I can get in.
Can you unmute the room?
Most of the time, I'm muted on purpose.
Same here, especially at family functions. Just kidding.
When they let you out of the room, right?
Yeah, when they unlock the door.
whoever muted us has to unmute us.
Transcribing of this call has.
I
will. Okay.
I remember pasta though.
I think somebody went out, hit mute all.
I hear you now.
Okay. All right. So I believe what has happened this time, and maybe happened the last time this happened, was when I asked people to mute, somebody selected mute all, and it mutes the room, and then we are not able to take the room back off mute. So I'd ask anybody, please, to not do that. All right. Jerry, where did I lose you right about the time Southern Black Hills started?
Correct.
Okay, we will start right at the beginning of Southern Black Hills then. All right, sorry about that, everyone. Southern Black Hills has identified several needed improvements, including extending existing water system, water main from the existing wells at the Paramount Point subdivision, 5 miles northeast to the Spring Creek Acres subdivision. In addition, a new well, booster pump station, elevated storage reservoir, chlorination and SCADA system, pressure-reducing valves and other related appurtenances will be installed. When complete, the proposed project will serve both Paramount Point and Spring Creek Acres, as well as other existing and new development along the pipeline. Black Hills previously received a $3,060,000 ARPA grant and a $540,000 drinking water SRF loan in April 2022. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,584,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years and award a consolidated grant for 50.3%, not to exceed $1,597,000. They pledged a system revenue for security of the loan. Current rates are $134 for 7,000 gallons for their normal residential users. Staff analysis indicates that revenues need to be raised approximately $50,000 annually to provide the 110% debt coverage. We estimate this will increase user rates approximately $10 per month for a 7,000 gallon user, bringing total rates to $144 for 7,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for a payment of the loan. contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by Rural Utility Service, Southern Black Hills Water System, and the district. The grant would include the special condition that grant funds for reimbursement of project costs must be drawn concurrently with the Drinking Water SRF loan funds. I believe there are representatives of Southern Black Hills that are available online, and if you'd like to speak at this time, now is your opportunity.
If you can hear me, I'm Ted Witt from Hot Springs.
We can hear you.
And I'm representing the Southern Black Hills Rural Water System Board of Directors. And I would like to thank the board for your consideration in helping fund our project. We very much appreciate it.
Very good. We appreciate you being available for questions.
No problem.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. We'll move on to our next application from Seneca. They're proposing to replace water meters for all service connections. Their current meters are no longer reading accurately or not working at all. Installing these new meters will allow the town to accurately record their water loss and usage. In addition, the town will construct new lines to loop and eliminate dead ends. Total project amount is $440,800. And that is the amount that's been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $440,800 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years, with 73.1% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $321,800. They've pledged a project surcharge for a payment of the loan. Current rates are $75.50 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $25 is needed for the $119,000 net loan. Seneca's existing rates are high. However, the existing meters are self-read by users, and as noted, most do not function properly. The actual water charges are not accurate. Staff reviewed Seneca's annual expenses and determined that a charge of approximately $40 per user would support the expenses. When combined with the $25 surcharge, total rate of $65 per month would be charged. With the completion of this project, Seneca will have accurate water billing and be able to determine a rate structure that accurately charges users and supports expenses for the system. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent on receipt of the 2024 Drinking Water SRF Capitalization Grant. If there are any representatives from Seneca in the audience today, I'd ask that you take this opportunity to address the board.
Hi, this is Kathy from the town of Seneca. We want to thank all of you for considering our water project, and it's very much appreciated. Thank you.
Kathy, we appreciate you being available for question.
No problem. Thank you.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions at this time? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Right. Our next application is from Sioux Rural Water System. They are proposing water system improvements, including pipeline construction, pump replacement at their Sioux Water Treatment Plant, well construction, new service to an existing mobile home park, and construction of new ground storage reservoir. Total project amount is $11,402,165. They've requested $11,252,165. This includes $150,000 of local funds. One aspect of this total project is to provide funding for a mobile home park known as Pelican Plaza. Pelican Plaza currently has its own water system, which has had safe drinking water violations in the last year. Funding included in this project would allow Sewer Water to reconstruct the system and provide individual service to those customers to provide safe and quality drinking water. The estimated cost for this portion of the project is approximately $600,000 when including engineering costs. Staff recommendation is to award an $11,252,165 drinking water SRF loan at 3.5% for 30 years, with 5.3% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $600,000. Principal forgiveness being provided is to fully cover the project cost for the Pelican Plaza related construction. This funding, DANR staff would recommend those users not be charged any additional debt surcharge and instead pay normal sewer water system customer rates. The interest rate for this loan is recommended at 3.5% instead of the normal 3.75% sewer water would qualify for. This project has been selected for compliance with Build America, Buy American material procurement requirements. The board adopted rates in November of 2023 to allow for projects meeting this requirement to receive a 0.25% interest rate reduction. Sewer Water is pledging system revenue for a payment of the loan. Their current rates are $87.90 for 7,000 gallons usage. Our analysis indicates that revenues need to be raised approximately $190,000 annually to provide the 110% debt coverage. We estimate this will increase user rates approximately $5.15 per month for a 7,000 gallon user and would bring total rates to $93.05 for 7,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for a payment of the loan, contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, contingent upon an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by Rural Utility Service, Sewer Water, and the district, and contingent on receipt of the 2024 Drinking Water SRF Capitalization Grant. We have representatives from Sioux in the room. Travis, if you'd like to come up.
Hello, Travis Stephenson from Sioux Rural Water. Just wanted to tell you guys thank you too. This project will help us to provide water for Pelican Plaza. We're in the middle of providing water for the towns of Esteline and Castlewood. And we're going to put a bunch of pumps and pipeline and storage into place and work on our well field. So thank you guys for your support and thanks for your consideration.
Thank you for being here today. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Bernhard, it's so moved.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, our next application is from Lake Preston. The City of Lake Preston is proposing to replace aged cast iron water lines in the area south of US Highway 14. Approximately 4,000 feet of water line will be replaced on Lake Avenue, Fremont Avenue, and Southeast 4th Street. Work will include replacement of water mains, service lines, valves, hydrants, and related appurtenances. Total project amount is $2,492,100. That is the amount they've requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $2,492,100 drinking water SRF loan at 3.5% for 30 years, with 85% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $2,118,200. They pledged a project surcharge for payment of the loan. Current rates in Lake Preston are $79.10 for 5,000 gallons usage. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $5.85 is needed for the $373,900 net loan. We believe that Lake Preston can restructure its current rates and include the surcharge as well as operational maintenance costs with total rates approximately $82.95 based on 5,000 gallons usage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent on receipt of the 2024 Drinking Water SRF Capitalization Grant. Do we have representatives from Lake Preston on the line who would like to speak? Doesn't appear anybody's out there for Lake Preston today, Chairman.
Do we have a motion staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
So moved, Lance.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions about the Lake Preston project? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Our next application is from the Valley Heights Estates Sanitary District. The district is proposing to purchase an existing water distribution system from the current private owner. After the acquisition of the system, the district needs to make improvements to the existing distribution system and work with the City of Box Elder for upgrades to pumps and pipes to provide needed water pressure and flows. Box Elder currently provides water to the district's residents through the privately owned system. Total project amount is $3,339,000. That is the amount that's been requested. Valley Heights Estates has been working for several years with the current private owner to take ownership of the system and needs to make improvements for that system as the district. Unfortunately, these discussions have not yet resulted in a purchase agreement. The private owner has provided a cost for the acquisition, but neither Valley Heights Estates nor DANR staff believe the amount is reasonable for the condition of the system and what it is worth. The existing system needs significant improvements, which the current owner has not been interested in undertaking to assure water is available for residents. The other option for Valley Heights Estates and for the district is for the district to construct a new water system and disconnect from the current privately owned system. This is not an ideal option, comes with an increased cost, but if the system purchase price cannot be done at a reasonable cost, then it would be the only option for the district to pursue. DANR wants to assure that the Valley Heights Estates users are not subject to burdensome rates beyond what is typical for a system similar to this. We believe that if a reasonable system purchase price from the current owner can be agreed upon, the district, working with the City of Box Elder, can take steps to make the necessary improvements and assure safe, affordable drinking water for the residents. At this time, staff recommendation is to defer action and allow continued discussion with the private owner to hopefully reach a reasonable purchase price that is supportable and will allow the district to make the needed improvements. As a reminder, per administrative rules, the board has 120 days from the presentation of an application to make a final funding recommendation. Staff would propose we bring this application from Valley Heights Estates Sanitary District to the board at the June meeting, which meets that requirement. I do believe we have a representative from Valley Heights Estates on the line. Now would be your opportunity to speak.
Good afternoon. My name is Jay Wickham. I'm the president of Valley Heights Sanitation District. Thank you for allowing me to speak today and visit with you about our situation. I've reached out to the current owner of the Valley Heights Estates water system. He is proposing a $2.8 million purchase price for our water system. Working through our engineer study, the price that was recommended for us to, which would be a reasonable cost, was $286,000. We offered the owner $300,000, but we he tells us that he has a estimate and appraisal of a system that prices it at $2.8 million, and he has been unwilling to negotiate anything less than that. And so, and the $286,000 that is in our engineering study is actually generous, because the city of Wall actually donated the old Wall water tower. They didn't donate it, but the city of Box Elder actually paid to have that water tower moved out here to become part of the system. So that's kind of where we're at. We continue to try to work with him to come to a decent purchase price, but that is where we're at in the current situation. So thank you for your time today.
Jay, thanks for being there, and thanks for explaining further the difference between what's been offered and what's been requested. So thank you. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Drew is moved. Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, we'll go to Hudson. They are requesting additional funding for their water storage and distribution improvements project, which replaces existing water storage tanks, 22,000 feet of water main and appurtenances. Additional funding is required for increased project costs. The initial funding for the project was approved in April of 2022. Total project amount is now $3,268,000. They're requesting currently $1,107,000. The prior funding includes just a little under $62,000 of local funds, $967,000 of state ARPA grant funds, a little under $832,000 drinking water SRF loan, and $300,000 from DOT. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,107,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.5% for 30 years, with 70.7% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $782,000. They pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $64.50 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $9.75 is needed for the $325,000 loan. We believe that Hudson could restructure its current rates and include the surcharge, as well as operational and maintenance costs, with total rates of $70 based on 5,000 gallons usage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent on receipt of the 2024 Drinking Water SRF Capitalization Grant. We have any representatives from Hudson that would like to speak on behalf of the project? Or from the consulting firm?
Andy, this is Harley Ferguson from CCOG. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Harley.
Okay. Just want to thank the board for the recommendation and the funding package for the application. It's much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you for being available today. We have a motion to follow the staff recommendation for the town of Hudson.
Motion, Becker.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question?
Question, Mr. Chair, from Drews.
Hearing none.
Oh,
yes.
Andy, the $300,000 from DOT, there must be some benefit.
So typically the DOT, those dollars, I don't think it's spelled out in that, is typically what's known as a community access grant program. And that's typically in some of these communities that are seeing some growth, they're allowing the community to, on some of these streets, move from what's known as a rural street cross section to more of an urban one. So widening of the street, installing sidewalks, installing lighting fixtures. It does sometimes put some funding in towards the water and sewer, but typically it's more geared towards the surface improvements and it just happens to be part of the overall total project. Does that help?
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Our next application is from the City of Aberdeen. They are proposing to construct a 1.5 million gallon elevated water storage tower and a 16-inch transmission line to connect into the distribution system. The tower would be installed in the northeast part of the city to supply additional water to existing users in that part of town and increase storage for the community. Total project amount is $12,870,000. They're requesting $10 million. The additional funding includes $870,000 of local funds and $2 million from the U.S. Economic Development Administration. Staff recommendation is to award a $10 million drinking water SRF loan at 3.5% for 20 years. They've pledged a project surcharge for payment of the loan. Current rates are $35.50 for 5,000 gallons usage. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $6.75 is needed for the loan, bringing total rates to $42.25. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. Now, Robin Bobzien from the city is in the room, and I'll let him come up.
Robin Bobzien, City of Aberdeen again. Thank you for your consideration. This project originally we were going to self-fund, and it was something that as estimates came in, we realized how much higher the costs were going to be. So we're asking for your consideration to allow the SRF funding loan at for $10 million, and we appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Robert, again, thank you for being in attendance today. Do we have a motion to follow the staff recommendation for the water tower and transmission line?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, our next application is from Aurora. They're proposing improvements to their drinking water distribution system to address increasing water demands within the city. Improvements at this time include the installation of a 250,000 gallon elevated water tower to replace the existing 50,000 gallon tank, and 1,400 feet of 8-inch diameter water main to connect the tank and make distribution system. Total project amount is $3,383,200. That is the amount that's been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,751,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years, award a consolidated grant for 17.8%, not to exceed $601,400, and award a drinking water SRF construction grant for 30.5%, not to exceed $1,030,800. The city has pledged a project surcharge for a payment. Their current rates are $43.68 for 5,000 gallons usage. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $20 is needed for the loan. However, in reviewing the city's financial information, it appears a rate increase is necessary to fully fund existing operational costs. That would take rates of approximately $50. When combined with the surcharge for the loan, total rates are anticipated at $70. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. The grants would include the special condition that grant funds for reimbursement of project costs must be drawn concurrently with the drinking water SRF loan. We have representatives from Aurora on the call today. How's your opportunity to address the board?
Go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Nancy Price and I'm with the City of Aurora. I would like to thank you very much for your consideration of giving us the loan and the grant for our drinking water for the increased size of our water tower. It is much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you for being available and stand by if there are any questions. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. At this time, are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
All right, our next application is from Parker. They are requesting additional funding to reconstruct existing infrastructure by replacing cast iron water main and looping portions of the water main as phase 6B of an ongoing project. City requested additional funding to account for increased construction costs for the remaining portion of the project, and they have added some additional areas of work that are being requested at this time as well. Total project amount is $5,784,000. They've requested $2,077,000. The difference in the existing funding is just under a $2,040,000 state ARPA grant and a $1,668,000 SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,215,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years and award a drinking water SRF construction grant for 41.6%, not to exceed $862,000. They pledge a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $80.80 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $11 is needed for the loan. However, in 2022, staff recommended Parker restructure their rates and have total rates of $59 with the funding package that was provided. It appears the city instead added the surcharge onto the existing rates and raised them above those levels. Our analysis is Parker can restructure their rates and include the surcharge as well as other debt, operational and maintenance costs with a total rate of $70 based on 5,000 gallons usage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. The grant would include the special condition that grant funds for reimbursement of project costs must be drawn concurrently with the drinking water SRF loan funds. There are representatives from Parker on the call. Now's your opportunity to speak.
This is Paul Kraft with Banner Associates. Just on behalf of the City of Parker, we'd just like to thank you for your consideration and continued support.
Paul, thank you for being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from Elkton. They are seeking funding for replacement of existing cast iron water main throughout the city. This phase will focus on 1,900 feet of water main replacement, fire hydrants, and valves. Project also includes replacement of up to an additional 1,500 feet of 6- and 8-inch water main, fire hydrants, and valves, if funding is available for this work within the total. Total project amount is $1 million. That is what has been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $778,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years and award a drinking water SRF construction grant for 22.2%, not to exceed $222,000. They pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $57.85 for 5,000 gallons usage. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $12.15 is needed for the loan, bringing total rates to $70. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. The grant would include the special condition that grant funds for reimbursement of project costs must be drawn concurrently with the drinking water SRF loan funds. There are representatives from Elkton on the call. Now's your opportunity to address the board.
Hi, my name is Steve Jensen. I'm with the City of Elkton. I would just like to thank you guys for the consideration of our application. Thank you.
Steve, we appreciate you being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Becker.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions now? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from the Lincoln County Rural Water System. They are proposing a second connection to the Lewis and Clark Regional Water System. This would include approximately 1.5 miles of 12-inch and 3.75 miles of 8-inch pipeline that will tie the new Lewis and Clark connection in with their existing system. The project will include valves, flushing hydrants, directional drilled crossings, and appurtenances. Total project amount is $3,078,000. That is the amount that's been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $3,078,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. They pledged a system revenue for a payment of the loan. Current rates are $78.50 for 7,000 gallons usage. Our analysis indicates the current rates will provide 160% debt coverage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for a payment of the loan, contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, and contingent upon an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by Rural Utility Service, Lincoln County Rural Water System, and the district. If there are representatives from Lincoln County on the line, now would be your opportunity to speak.
Good afternoon. This is Robin of Lincoln County Rural Water. I want to thank you for this opportunity. I also want to thank the Board of Water and Natural Resources for considering our projects and for the funding for it. I'd like to also thank the staff of DNR for all the work they do. Thank you.
We appreciate you being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Next application is from Clear Lake. They are proposing to replace existing 4-inch water main and appurtenances in the northwest corner of the city, from 9th Avenue to 7th Avenue, and from North Street to 4th Street. This application is for approximately 7,000 feet of 6-inch PVC water main, fire hydrants, and water valves and appurtenances. Total project amount is $3,694,000. That is the amount that's been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $3,694,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. They've pledged a project surcharge for a payment of the loan. Current rates are $60.40 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $30.60 is needed for the loan. Clear Lake has been completing smaller projects using ongoing revenue from their rates annually. We believe that the city can restructure its current rates and include the surcharge as well as their operational and maintenance costs with total rates of $65 based on 5,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. Do we have any representatives from Clear Lake who would like to speak on behalf of the project?
Good afternoon. My name is Mary Krueger, and I'm the City Finance Officer with the City of Clear Lake, and I am here with our Mayor Lisa Lundberg. I think she is online as well. I want to express our gratitude, and we very much appreciate your time and consideration and the funding towards these water distribution system improvements. Thank you.
Mary, thank you for being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comment or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, we have an application from Colton requesting funding for the replacement of approximately 1,200 feet of water main to improve the distribution system. Total project amount is $766,000. That is the amount that's been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $766,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. They pledge system revenue for a payment of the loan. Current rates are $60.58 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates current system revenues will not quite provide the 110% coverage, and an average user increase of $1.17 per month would be needed, which would bring total rates to $61.75. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. There are representatives from Colton on the line. Now's your opportunity to speak to the board.
Hey, this is Michaela Frazier, the finance officer for the City of Colton. And on behalf of our mayor and our city council, we thank you so much for your time and consideration. We've been working on projects like this since 2016 and just hope to keep moving along with the improvements and know that you've got a tough job, and we really appreciate the everything that you do. And we also want to say thank you to DCOG for helping us with our grant applications and Banner Associates for helping out with our engineering needs.
Thank you very much for being available for questions today.
You're welcome.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Next application is from Kingbrook Rural Water System. They are proposing to construct 8 miles of 12-inch and 7.5 miles of 10-inch transmission main, as well as other facilities to enhance the reliability of the existing water system. It will also add capacity to the DeSmit water treatment plant service area. The new facilities will add to the existing infrastructure, including their source, pumping, storage, and pipelines. Total project amount is $15,016,000, and they are requesting $14,500,000. This includes $516,000 of local cash. Staff recommendation is to award a $14,500,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.5% for 30 years. Again, the interest rate for this loan is being recommended at 3.5% instead of 3.75% that Kingbrook would normally qualify for. This project has also been selected for Build American, Buy American material procurement and is being offered the 0.25% interest rate reduction for those efforts. They've pledged a system revenue for security of the loan. Current rates are $73.35 for 7,000 gallons. Analysis indicates that revenues need to be raised approximately $500,000 annually to provide the 110% debt coverage. We estimate this will increase user rates approximately $7.80 per month for a 7,000 gallon user, bringing total rates to $81.15. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, the promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for payment of the loan. Contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage. Contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And contingent upon an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by CoBank, Rural Utilities Service, Kingbrook Rural Water System, and the district. There are representatives from Kingbrook online. Ask you to speak now.
Yeah, I'm Heath Thompson here at Kingbrook Rural Water System. Thank you very much for taking the time to review this and appreciate the consideration you give us as well as the staff. What you guys do is really vital for us to be able to continue producing drinking water for folks, so thank you.
We appreciate you being available for today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation for Kingbrook Rural Water System?
So moved, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from Platt. They're requesting funding for exterior work required for the rehabilitation of their water storage reservoirs. The city previously requested and received funding for improvements to the interiors of these structures. Total project amount is $374,100, and they've requested $370,000, with the balance coming from local funds. Staff recommendation is to award a $370,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 10 years. They've pledged a project surcharge for a payment of the loan. Current rates are $61.91 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $5.45 is needed for the loan. We do believe that Platt can restructure its current rates and include the surcharge as well as operational and maintenance costs and remain at the current $61.91 based on 5,000 gallons usage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there are representatives from Platt on the line, now's your opportunity to speak. Anyone on behalf of Platt?
Guess not. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, our last drinking water application for today. From Faith, they are requesting additional funding for a project including the installation of 250,000-gallon elevated storage tank, a line from the Tri-County Mini Washday Water Association, a backup generator, and new water main to connect the tank to the system. They will also replace three blocks of water main and upsize that along West 4th Avenue and West 6th Street. Total project amount is $4,250,000. They are now requesting $1,250,000. They've been previously awarded a $3 million drinking water SRF loan with $2,040,000 as principal forgiveness. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,250,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years with 49.6% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $620,000. They pledged a project surcharge for the loan. Current rates are $76.40 for 5,000 gallons usage. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $12 is needed for the $630,000 net loan. However, in 2022, staff recommended Faith could restructure their rates and have total rates of approximately $55.90 for the funding that was awarded at that time. It appears the city instead added the surcharge onto their existing rates and raised them above those levels. Our analysis is that Faith can restructure their rates and include the surcharge as well as other debt, operational, and maintenance costs with total rates of $70 based on 5,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent on receipt of the 2024 Drinking Water SRF Capitalization Grant. There are representatives from Faith on the line. Now would be your opportunity to speak.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Tim Hartman with KLJ Engineering on behalf of the City of Faith. Excuse me. We'd just like to sincerely thank the board and the entire team there for your continued support of this project to help improve upon the water infrastructure in the small town of Faith. So thank you.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. I'm a little tired of Andy. Tina, can you take this next section?
I think I could, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Very good.
Okay. All right, we're going to do sanitary storm sewer funding applications. Our first application is from Green Valley Sanitary District. Green Valley Sanitary District is an unsewered community located just east of Rapid City on the south side of Highway 44. Due to high groundwater in the area and failing septic systems, concerns over contamination of Rapid Creek have arisen. Green Valley Sanitary District came before the board in April 2020 and was awarded a $2 million consolidated grant and a $370,000 water quality grant. Due to delays in securing funding and construction cost increases, construction has not started and project costs have changed. Originally, a conventional style system with a lift station and force main costs soared to over $15 million. The engineers reevaluated the design and is proposing a pressurized sewer system. Each home will have its own pumping unit that will pump sewage to the main. Once the homes are connected, the septic systems will be abandoned. Rapid Valley Sanitary District will operate and maintain the new system. As we've mentioned previously in the meeting, the 2020 Consolidated Grant and Clean Water SRF Water Quality Grants are set to expire in April 2024. The total project amount is $9,447,000, and the amount requested is $9,322,000. Other funding has been provided by the West Dakota Water Development District is a $125,000 grant. Due to the two grants expiring in April 2024, we are recommending that the board actually rescind those grants and then re-award money from that. So our staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2020-53, which awarded the 2020 consolidated grant, and rescind resolution number 2020-54, which awarded the 2022 Clean Water SRF Water Quality Grant for this project. Furthermore, staff recommendation is to award a $2,763,000 Clean Water SRF loan at 3.75% interest for 30 years, with principal forgiveness of up to 100%, not to exceed the $2,763,000. A consolidated grant at 21.2%, up to $2 million, and a clean water SRF water quality grant at 2.6% for up to $237,000. DANR and Green Valley Sanitary District have been working along with USDA Rural Development to provide additional funding for this project. USDA Rural Development has the ability to offer a lower interest rate and a 40-year learned loan term, which could, and they can also provide some grant funding for this project. As all of the funding provided in this recommendation is all subsidy, DNR's funding will not impact user rates. Based on discussions with the entities, it is estimated that the total project funding will have user rates of around $110.88 per 5,000 gallons usage. The loans are contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the 2024 Clean Water State Revolving Fund capitalization grant from EPA. If there's any representatives from Green Valley Sanitary District online, now would be your time to address the board.
Yeah, hello, my name is Zach Rappentine. I'm from Interstate Engineering. I just wanted to say thank you, thank the board and the staff for your consideration. This has been kind of an interesting project over the last 6 years. So again, I appreciate all the work and consideration. Bill, bring questions if needed.
Zach, thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation in rescinding the two prior awards and making the award based on staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions or comments?
Mr. Chair, this is Drews. I got a question. So, yes. Tina or Zach, so from the original proposal that was awarded, this is obviously considerably different, and it's obviously not all just inflation and change of pricing and so forth. Is this a complete redesign of the system?
Zach, do you want to answer that question? You kind of have a little more familiarity with the design aspect.
Yeah, so back in the original proposal, at that time, the pressurized sewer system wasn't an option. The entities around the area, like Rapid Valley, who's going to take over and operate and maintain the system, did not allow for a pressurized sewer system. And then there had been some kind of agreements, disagreements, things that have gone on with like the city of Rapid City. And so kind of led to the delay of project. Well, now 4 years, 5 years later, Rapid Valley has changed their tone on the pressurized sewer system. And what's really like one of the big advantages of that is because Rapid Creek goes right through the center of the district, and so high groundwater, and we were having some sewer, 20 foot deep estimates, and then pretty deep lift station to lift all that out. And so the pumping and the dewatering and just the depth of sewer was very extreme. Back in the original day, that was kind of their only option. But then prices went up, and then this became more available, it became a better obvious option for the district.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, up next is the City of Parkston. The City of Parkston is requesting additional funding for its wastewater treatment facility improvements. This project received funding in April 2022. When this project was let to bid, only one bid was received, and it was significantly more than the estimated prices. The project consists of a wastewater treatment facility improvements, including the installation of an ammonia removal system, installation of a disinfection system, and dredging the current treatment ponds to remove accumulated sludge and restore pond capacity. The total project amount is $5,716,507. The amount requested is $1,500,000. Additional funding for the project is from a $1,089,740 state ARPA grant and a $3,045,960 clean water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,500,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% interest for 30 years. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the debt. Current rates are a $50 flat fee. Financial analysis indicates that a surcharge of $9.55 is needed for the recommended loan, bringing rates to $59.55 for 5,000 gallons usage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If anyone from the City of Parkston is on the line, now's your opportunity to address the board.
Yes, this is Dave Hoffman, the former mayor of the City of Parkston. We would like to thank you, for the board, for consideration of this project and its improvements, improving the infrastructure of the City of Parkston. This is a long-time project that we've been working on, and we hope to, now that we have a contractor in place, we hope to proceed with the project. Thank you.
Dave, thanks for being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Since I helped fill up the old system, Dave, Bernhard will move approval.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
All right, next is the City of Clear Lake. The City of Clear Lake is proposing upgrades to its wastewater collection and storm sewer collection system. For the wastewater side of things, the improvements proposed are to replace the main lift station, vault appurtenances, and force main pipe to the primary cell of the wastewater treatment system. The main lift station is over 30 years old and is showing signs of deterioration and is also hydraulically overloaded. For the stormwater system, improvements proposed are in conjunction with the drinking water improvements and for the Phase 1A project in the northwest of the city. The area is generally defined as from 9th Avenue to 7th Avenue along 2nd Street. This project will address 1,800 feet of storm sewer pipe and 7 storm sewer structures. The total project amount is $3,500,000, and the amount requested is $3,500,000. Staff recommendation is to award a $3,500,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the debt. Current rates are a flat rate of $48.15. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $29.65 is needed for the recommended loan. However, staff believes that rates could be restructured and a total rate of $60.50 for 5,000 gallons usage will provide the necessary debt coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If representatives from the City of Clear Lake are still on the line, now's your chance to address the board.
Yes, I'm still here. Again, it's Mary Kruger from Clear Lake. And on behalf of our city council and Mayor Lundberg, we do appreciate your consideration for funding towards these improvements to our lift station and to our storm sewer projects. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the line today. Would I have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Drew's a second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Up next is Spring Creek, Cow Creek.
Spring Creek.
Yep. Spring Creek, Cow Creek Sanitary District. The district is proposing upgrades to its wastewater treatment system. Due to design changes, due to regulatory requirements, the cost of the project has increased significantly. This project originally received funding in April 2022. Spring Creek Cow Creek Sanitary District is proposing a moving bed biofilm reactor, also known as an MBBR. This will consist of a screening structure, aeration tank that will be used, that will be the biofilm reactor, a clarifier, and UV disinfection system. The facility will also construct a force main to the Missouri River for discharge. The total project amount is $4,860,740. The amount requested is $3,627,880. The project has also received the funding from a $369,858 state ARPA grant and a $863,002 Clean Water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $3,627,880 Clean Water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. The Sanitary District has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the debt. The 2024 adopted rate is $41.24 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $67.10 is needed for the recommended loan, bringing the rates to $108.34 for a 5,000 gallons usage. The system being designed is for a significant amount of future development. As users are added onto the system, the sanitary district can look to restructure their surcharge rates. For example, an additional 50 users will bring the rates below $100 a month for 5,000 gallons usage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and also contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there's any representatives of Spring Creek, Cow Creek Sanitary District, now would be your time to address the board.
Hi, this is Kathleen Hsu, president of Spring Creek, Cow Creek Sanitary District. I would like to thank the board for consideration of funding for our project.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendations?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Becker.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions?
Question, Mr. Chair. Drew's again.
I do have a question. Go ahead.
So, Tina, is this a common practice for discharging these systems, like into the river system?
Yes, for a moving bed, a MBBR system, it's a more mechanical type system, and how the process works is you have to have the flow move through the system. So there, you don't really have a retention system versus a lagoon system where you just have the wastewater sit in the lagoon and then evaporate off. So there needs to be some sort of discharge to a water body for the wastewater.
So I presume this is almost basically purified by the time it gets into the river system.
Yes, yeah, they will be required to meet MPDS, surface water discharge limits, that DANR's water quality program will put on a permit for them.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I appreciate the question there. I don't believe we've done any moving bed biofilm reactors in the past. So that's a new one for me too. So thank you. We do have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Our next application is from Niche Sanitary District. Niche Sanitary District is responsible for the operation and maintenance of on-site wastewater treatment system serving 25 single-family residences. The on-site system consists of multiple septic tanks and drain fields. The Sanitary District is requesting funding to connect users to the City of Somerset Collection and Treatment System. The existing system is failing, and reuse of the existing drain fields is not recommended due to their proximity to residential properties and the recharge areas for water aquifers in the Black Hills region. The project consists of a new collection mains, service lines, and pumping systems to convey the wastewater from the residents to the Somerset system. The total project amount is $1,697,000, which is also the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $220,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years, a consolidated grant at 36.7% up to $656,000, and a clean water SRF water quality grant at 48.4% up to $821,000. The Sanitary District has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the debt. Current rates are $50 a month, which includes sewer, road, and garbage services. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $45 a month is needed for the recommended loan. Additionally, Somerset will be charging users a rate of $65 a month for services. Based on the financial information, Niche Sanitary District's users will have rates of around $110 a month. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon the receipt of the 2024 Clean Water SRF State Revolving Fund capitalization grant from EPA. Additionally, there's a special grant condition that grant funds for reimbursement of the project costs must be drawn concurrently with the Clean Water SRF loan. If anyone representing Niche Sanitary District is on the line, now it's your time to address the board.
Yes, my name's Karen Harris, and I'm with the Niche Sanitary District, and I'd like to thank the board for considering us for the grant and funding. It's been a long needed project for us.
Thank you for being there. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved. Lanning.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? I do have a question. Is this a growing area?
I don't think so. It's been a pretty well-established area within its boundaries.
Okay. There isn't any room
we
for
We have
growth.
A motion. There is not room for growth?
No. we're surrounded by other areas, developments.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Up next is the City of Mobridge, who is requesting funding to make improvements to its wastewater treatment plant. The improvements include the construction of a new final clarifiers and repurposing existing tanks for new treatment processes and a new sludge dewatering system. The total project amount is $8,370,000. The amount requested is $7,350,000. Additional funding will be provided by a community development block grant at $1,020,000. Staff recommendation is to award a $7,350,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Currently, the City of Mobridge has a $23 flat sewer rate. Staff analysis indicates that a surcharge of $23.05 is needed for the recommended loan. In reviewing the city's financial information, it appears a rate increase is necessary to fully fund existing operational costs, with rates of approximately $38.90. With the $23.05 surcharge, total rates of $61.95 are anticipated. Contingencies for the loan include the loan being contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there's any representatives from the City of Mobridge on the line, now is your opportunity to address the board.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Michael with Moore Engineering. On behalf of the City of Mobridge, we appreciate your support and consideration for this project. Thanks.
Thanks for being available for questions. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Up next is the City of Rapid City. The city is requesting additional funding for its wastewater treatment plant upgrades. Funding for this project was originally awarded in April 2022. The additional funding is due to unprecedented cost increase since 2021. The City of Rapid City is building out the south plant and decommissioning the north plant at the water reclamation plant. The north plant has reached its end of useful life and will also become functionally unable to meet future permit limits. The total project amount is $180 million. The amount requested is $35 million. Additional funding for this project include a $43,500,000 state ARPA grant and a $101,500,000 clean water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $35 million clean water SRF loan at 3.5% for 20 years. The City of Rapid City has pledged system revenues for repayment of the loan. Currently, rates are $39.20 for 5,000 gallons usage. The city will be increasing rates 12% incrementally from 2024 through 2028. Financial analysis indicates that anticipated revenues will provide 339% coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. There's a representative from the city of Rapid City on the line. Now's, oh, they're in the room.
Manny Lopez, I'm the project manager for the project. I'm here with Stacy Titus, assistant public work director. The water rec superintendent couldn't be here with us. He's teaching class for the Voltec this afternoon. But given that, I'd like to thank the board for consideration of our application and for previous funding provided. This project is very important to the city of Rapid City and will continue to provide service to the region. Given the current bidding climate, we are requesting additional funding to address the rise in construction costs, and we will be opening bids Tuesday. And with that, I thank you for your support.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, up next is the City of Worthing. The City of Worthing is requesting funding for upgrades to its wastewater lagoons, wastewater collection system, and storm sewer collection system. This project received funding in April 2022. Additional funds are needed to complete this project. The project includes the rehabilitation of an old lagoon and installing a submerged attached growth reactor, also known as a SAGR system. The city is also installing around 4,700 linear feet of PVC sanitary sewer collection piping to replace vitrified clay piping in the southeast area of the city. The city will also reconstruct the streets and storm sewer collection system in this area. The total project amount is $4,554,961. The amount requested is $1,800,000. Additional funding for this project includes a $1,699,961 state ARPA grant and a $1,055,000 clean water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,078,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years and a clean water SRF water quality grant at 40.2% up to $722,000. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $55 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $15 is needed for the recommended loan, bringing rates to $70 for 5,000 gallons usage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide required debt coverage. The grant funds for reimbursement of the project must be drawn concurrently with the SRF loan. If there's anyone from the City of Worthing on the line, now's your opportunity to address the board.
This is John Fisher with Stockwell Engineers. I would just like to say thank you to the board and the DNR staff for all their hard work and consideration on this matter.
Thank you for being there, and hold on for a question because I know I have one. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Becker.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? I do have one. A submerged attached growth reactor. Can you tell me how that works?
The submerged attached growth reactor, also known as SAGR, is essentially a buried aerated box of rocks. The sewer will enter their lagoons as it does today. It'll pass through all three cells. It will then be pumped into the sagger. It'll pass through the rocks with the aeration helping to reduce the ammonia. The bugs will do their work. And it'll pass through the sagger. And after that, if it's between April and October, we'll be using our UV disinfection. If not, if it's during the winter and the fall, we'll be bypassing the UV and it'll go straight to discharge. It is a continuous discharge system.
Okay, thank you. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, up next is the City of Gary. The City of Gary is requesting funding for improvements to the wastewater collection system. The project includes a televising survey of existing system and the replacement of existing vitrified clay pipe with either new PVC or cast-in-place pipe, depending on the condition of the sewer determined during the survey. The project will also include manhole replacement, rehabilitation of lateral services, and associated street and surface repairs. The total project amount is $2,015,822, which is also the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $2,015,822 clean water SRF loan at 3.5% for 30 years with principal forgiveness of 40.5%, not to exceed $815,000. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $32.75 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $37.80 is needed for the recommended loan. However, staff believes that rates could be restructured to $65.45 for 5,000 gallons usage and meet the necessary debt coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. Contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And contingent upon the receipt of the 2024 Clean Water at the State Revolving Fund capitalization grant from EPA. Representatives from Gary, if you're on the line, now would be your time to address the board.
Yeah, this is Larry Stokes, the mayor of Gary, and I appreciate your time and this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, yep. Sioux Falls.
All right, City of Sioux Falls. The City of Sioux Falls is requesting funding for phases 2A and 2B of the Basin 15 project. Basin 15 is located northwest of the current city limits. This area is near 12th Street, which is also South Dakota Highway 42, and Ellis Road. The full Basin 15 project will be constructed in phases and will open over 1,200 acres of land for future development. Phase one is underway to install a pipe and infrastructure from the existing collection system to the west to next west 2 miles. Phases 2A and 2B will connect to the stopping point of phase one and extend infrastructure to the south of 12th Street for roughly 1 mile. The total project amount is $23,130,000, which is also the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $23,130,000 Clean Water SRF loan at 3.25% for 20 years. The lower interest rate is due to the fact that this has been selected as a Buy America, Build America project and will be qualified for that BABA-friendly reduced interest rate. The City of Sioux Falls has pledged a revenue bond for debt coverage. Current rates are $43.55 a month. Staff analysis indicates that anticipated revenues will provide 118% coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. If there's any representatives from the City of Sioux Falls on the line, now's your opportunity to address the board.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. This is Chad Comas. I'm principal engineer with the engineering department. We appreciate everybody's time and effort in reviewing this application and considering it today. It's a very important project for continuing growth in the west side of Sioux Falls, and we would appreciate your support.
Chad, thank you for being available for today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Parker.
Parker. The City of Parker is upgrading existing infrastructure in need of replacement. Phase 6 of the project was originally funded in April 2022. The city is requesting additional funding due to increased construction costs. Wastewater collection system improvements include replacing all existing clay sewer piping with new PVC pipe in addition to manhole replacement and ancillary work. The improvements will be on areas of Kimball Street, 1st Street, 2nd Street, 3rd Street, Spruce Avenue, Cedar Avenue, and Juniper Avenue. Stormwater collection improvements include replacing existing clay piping with new storm sewer piping in areas of Kimball Street, 1st Street, 2nd Street, 3rd Street, and 5th Street. New storm sewer will be installed along areas of Sanborn and Cedar Streets. The total project amount is $6,294,000. The requested amount is $1,669,000. Other funding for this project include a $2,543,750 state ARPA grant and a $2,081,250 Clean Water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,669,000 Clean Water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $52.45 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $15.60 is needed for the recommended loan. However, staff believes rates could be restructured to $63.15 for 5,000 gallons usage and still provide the necessary debt coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. There's representatives from Parker on the line. Now is your time to address the board.
This is Paul Kraft with Mann & Associates. Again, for the City of Parker, we'd just like to thank you for considering this project and your continued support.
Paul, thanks for being there. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Up next is the city
Lake
of
Preston.
Yep, city of Lake Preston, which has requested funding to replace aged sanitary sewer lines in the area south of U.S. Highway 14. The project will include replacement of approximately 3,600 linear feet of sanitary sewer main, replacement of sewer line service lines, manholes, and related ancillary items. The total project amount is $2,653,600, which is also the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $2,653,600 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years, with principal forgiveness of 40.1%, not to exceed $1,063,600. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $45.95 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $25.60 is needed for the recommended loan. Staff believes that rates could be restructured to $65 per 5,000 gallons usage and still meet the necessary debt coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon the receipt of the 2024 Clean Water State Revolving Fund Capitalization Grant from EPA. If there's any representatives from Lake Preston on the line, now would be your opportunity to address the board.
This is Weston Blasius with Banner Associates, representing City Lake Preston. City Lake Preston is also on the call as well in the meeting. And we were in the meeting as well during the drinking water application review, we had some microphone issues, but want to say thank you to the board for the approval of the staff recommendations on the clean water application. I want to thank the board for the past financial partnership on the city's infrastructure improvements that they have completed thus far. And thank you for the consideration of this request for the proposed wastewater improvements.
Thank you for being available today with questions. And before we ask for a motion, if I remember right, the Lake Preston school mascot was the Divers. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know it has nothing to do with this wastewater collection system improvement, but I was just trying to remember what that was. Sorry for the diversion, but. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, City of Vermilion. The City of Vermilion is requesting funding to extend sewer services to the Northeast Basin, a large, mostly undeveloped area northeast of the current city limits. The proposed project is to construct a central sewer interceptor within the right-of-way of 317th Street, extending from Plum Street to 466th Avenue. Additionally, a lift station will be placed adjacent to the proposed interceptor and would discharge to the existing manhole located near the intersection of 317th Street and Norbeck Street. Total project amount is $4,211. The total project amount is $4,211,500, which is also the requested amount. Staff recommendation is to award a $4,211,500 Clean Water SRF loan at 3.5% for 20 years. The City of Vermilion has pledged a revenue bond for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $47.12 for 5,000 gallons usage. At the recommended funding level, the system will have to increase their rates to approximately $70.70 to meet the required debt coverage. The total rates would include a $31.25 surcharge for their Clean Water SRF 12 loan that has not been passed by the city. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there's anyone from the City of Vermilion on the line, now's your chance to address the board.
Thank you, Shane Grease with the City of Vermilion. I'd just like to thank staff and board for all your work and consideration on this project. You guys are appreciated.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Becker.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, up next is the City of Iroquois, which is requesting funding for needed improvements for the wastewater collection and treatment systems. The city is requesting funding for phase one of the project, which is to replace the main lift station and force main. The main lift station has aged and reached the end of its useful life. Additionally, the current four-inch force main is undersized to handle peak hour flows. The city is proposing to replace the four-inch force main to a six-inch force main to be able to handle these peak flows. The total project amount is $1,900,000, which is also the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,900,000 Clean Water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years, with principal forgiveness of 59.9%, not to exceed $1,137,000. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are a $45 flat fee. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $31.40 is needed for the recommended loan. However, staff believes rates could be restructured to $65 for 5,000 gallons usage and still provide the necessary debt coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and also contingent upon the receipt of the 2024 Clean Water State Revolving Fund Capitalization Grant from EPA. If there's any representatives from Iroquois on the line, now would be your time to address the board.
Hi, this is Stephanie Arbeiter from the City of Iroquois. I want to thank you guys for considering us. Thank you very much, and also thank you to everybody who helped me out with this application.
Thank you for being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
All right, next is the City of Alcester, which is requesting funding to make improvements to its sanitary sewer collection system. Phase one of the collection system improvement project will provide cleaning and televising of the collection system. It will also use cured in place piping for the collection system on Olmsted Street and the alley between Olmsted Street and Union Street. It is also assumed that service lines and manholes will require replacement. The total project amount is $1,530,000, which is also the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,530,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years, with principal forgiveness of 50.1%, not to exceed $766,000. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $66.98 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of around $10 is needed for the recommended loan, bringing rates to around $77 for 5,000 gallons usage. The loan will be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon the receipt of the 2024 Clean Water State Revolving Fund Capitalization Grant from EPA. If there's any representative from the City of Alcester on the line, now would be your opportunity to address the board.
This is Tanya Miller with Banner Associates. The staff at the City of Alcester weren't able to attend today and so asked that I represent them. They want to express their sincere thanks to the Board of Water and Natural Resources for their consideration of this funding request, and also for the DANR and all the effort that they've put in. This project will greatly assist in Alcester beginning to replace its aging collection system. And I'd be happy to address any questions that the board may have.
Thank you for being available today. Stay tuned for questions. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
All right, up next is the City of Colton. The City of Colton is proposing infrastructure improvements along 4th Street. This project will replace a segment of 8-inch clay sanitary sewer that is currently inaccessible due to the proximity of adjacent buildings. The sanitary sewer will be realigned from the railroad right-of-way to city-owned right-of-way. Work will include the connection to existing upstream and downstream manholes, the addition of a new manhole, and approximately 550 linear feet of 10-inch PVC sewer main. This will allow the city reliable access to their sanitary utility. The total project amount is $323,748, which is also the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $323,748 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. The city has pledged a revenue bond for repayment of the loan. Rates currently in Colton are $61.50 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates current rates will provide sufficient revenue to meet the required debt coverage. The loan will be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. Any representatives of Colton on the line? Now's your opportunity to address the board.
Hi, this is Michaela Frazier, the City of Colton Finance Officer, and on behalf of the Mayor and the City Council and all of the City of Colton, I'd like to thank you again for your time and consideration, and we really appreciate everything that goes into this process, and we couldn't do it without our partners from CCOG, with our grant writing, and our engineers from Banner Associates. So thank you again for your time and consideration, and we appreciate you.
Thank you for being available this afternoon.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Becker.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
All right, up next is the City of Elkton. The City of Elkton is requesting funding for a phase three of its wastewater system improvements. Phase three is located in the north part of the city and will include replacement of 3,530 linear feet of vitrified clay sewer main, the replacement of 11 sanitary manholes, along with the replacement of 43 service lines. The new sewer construction allows for the regrading of the sewer system and allows for an existing lift station to be eliminated. The project also includes replacement of up to an additional 2,230 feet of sanitary sewer replacement and additional manholes if funding is available for this work. The total project amount is $1,870,000, which is also the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $936,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years and a clean water SRF water quality grant at 50.0% for up to $934,000. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the debt. Rates in Elkton are currently $55.10 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $15.05, bringing overall rates to approximately $70.15 for 5,000 gallons usage. The loan will be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and the grant condition of that grant funds for reimbursement of the project costs must be drawn concurrently with a clean water SRF loan. Any representatives with the City of Elkton, now would be your chance to address the board.
Hello, this is Steve Jensen with the City of Elkton. I'd like to thank you for considering our application.
Thanks for being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? I have a question. Just the word vitrified. What does that mean when it is referred to a clay sewer?
Just the type of, kind of, the process of the, that they make the clay piping.
Okay. So it's a type of clay sewer pipe.
It's the way it's heated up, I think.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
All right, the City of Kadoka is requesting additional funding for its vitrified clay pipe replacement and Poplar Street sanitary sewer and drainage project. This project was originally funded in April 2022. Additional funding is requested due to bids coming in higher than anticipated. The vitrified clay pipe replacement project will replace 1,880 linear feet of 8-inch sewer main, 150 linear feet of 4 and 6-inch service lines, and all necessary appurtenances. The Poplar Street project includes replacement of 2,180 linear feet of vitrified clay pipe with new 8-inch PVC piping along with adjoining manholes and service lines. Additionally, 6,410 linear feet of concrete curb and gutter with 19 storm drain inlets will send storm water through 1,960 linear feet of 24-inch storm sewer and 570 linear feet of 12-inch storm sewer. The total project amount is $3,673,000. The amount requested is another $800,000. Other funding for this project is a $128,219 local ARPA, $913,188 state ARPA grant, and $1,831,593 in a clean water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award an $800,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. The City of Kadoka has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $60.70 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $14.65 is needed for the recommended loan. However, staff believes that rates could be restructured to $64.20 for 5,000 gallons usage and still provide the necessary debt coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there's any representatives from the City of Kadoka on the line, now is your opportunity to address the board.
Nick Zelnowski with SPN and Associates on the behalf of the City of Kadoka. I want to thank the board for your continued support, and we are requesting additional funding as bids were higher than we expected.
Thank you for being available this afternoon. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Next is North Brookings Sanitary District. North Brookings Sanitary and Water District is located 1/2 mile north of Brookings city limits and provides services to various SDSU facilities, the USDA Entomology Research Unit, and Sunnyview, which is a housing development. The district is requesting funding for improvements for its wastewater collection system. The project consists of cured-in-place piping, rehabilitation, and a flow measurement system for Sunnyview. Wastewater bills are split between SDSU, USDA, and Sunnyview and are based upon the metered wastewater flow. The total project amount is $2,359,000, which is also the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,597,450 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years and a consolidated grant at 32.3% up to $761,550. The district has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $44.67 for 5,000 gallons usage for Sunnyview residents, $215.96 for SDSU, and $254.96 for USDA. The financial analysis, based on the information from the district, the debt will be divided between the three entities. The debt percentages are as follows. SDSU will have 45% of the debt, Sunnyview Housing Development 45% of the debt, and USDA 10% of the debt. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $69.60 is needed for Sunnyview residents for the recommended loan, with the grant applied towards Sunnyview's debt percentage. This will bring Sunnyview user rates to $114 for 5,000 gallons usage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. A special grant condition will be that the grant funds for reimbursement of project costs must be drawn concurrently with the Clean Water SRF loan. If there's any representative from North Brookings Sanitary and Water User District, please address the board.
Hello, my name is Dan Humberg. I'm one of the directors of the district. We would like to thank both the board and the staff for the considerable effort that it's required to assess such a diverse bunch of projects. We appreciate your help wherever it's available.
Thank you for being available today. Much appreciated. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
So moved, Lamp.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions for Dan? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
The town of Hudson is requesting additional funding for its sanitary sewer project. It was determined during the design that the project boundaries could be added and storm sewer work could tie into the existing project. The additional funding is for the additional storm sewer and additional boundary work. This project will consist of approximately 3,090 linear feet of sanitary sewer replacement and 650 linear feet of stormwater collection line replacement, and extend the stormwater collection line by another 400 linear feet. Additionally, junction boxes and inlets will be installed to improve the drainage in the town's core downtown district. The total project amount is $2,973,000. The amount requested is $1,295,000. Additional funding will come from $721,820 state ARPA grant, a $656,180 Clean Water SRF loan, and a $300,000 DOT Community Access Grant. Staff recommendation is to award a $648,000 Clean Water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years, and a consolidated grant at 50.0% for up to $647,000. The town has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $74.90 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $19.34 is needed for the recommended loan. However, staff believes that rates could be restructured and remain at the current $74.90 for 9,000 gallons usage, which will still provide the necessary debt coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and also contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. A grant special grant condition will be that grant funds for reimbursement of the project costs must be drawn concurrently with the Clean Water SRF loan. Any representatives from the City of Hudson, if you're on the line, now's your opportunity to address the board.
Thank you, Harley Ferguson from CCOG. It looks like one of the engineers is on, but his mic isn't working. So, but just on behalf of the town of Hudson, we just want to thank you for your consideration of the funding package, and thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you for being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Becker.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
All right, City of Iberg. Yes, the City of Iberg is requesting funding to provide sanitary sewer connections to a 36-acre industrial park. The project consists of 734 linear feet of 8-inch main and associated services and auxiliary items. Storm sewer improvements include approximately 500 linear feet of 18-inch diameter storm sewer and associated inlets. Total project amount is $1,012,000. The amount requested is $512,000. Additional funding is being provided by a GOED Local Infrastructure Improvement Program grant at $500,000. Staff recommendation is to award a $512,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. The city has pledged a revenue bond for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $42.12 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates user rates will need to be around $48.42 for 5,000 gallons usage to provide the necessary debt coverage for this loan. The loan will be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there's any representative from the City of Iberg on the line, now will be your opportunity to address the board.
Hello, Carly Ferguson from CCOG again. yes, again, just on behalf of this city, you know, we just want to thank you for your consideration of the application. I can't answer any technical questions, nothing to share, but if you have any other questions regarding the application, let me know.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So move, Bernhard.
Second, Becker.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, and I think this is where she said, please ask all the technical questions. maybe not. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. And I think that concludes that particular area. And I know that I'm getting a little tired of Tina. Is there any way we can get Andy? Oh, Andy is up on the next section.
We were anticipating you, Jerry. Before we get into the application,
all right.
Real briefly, go over our available funds for solid waste management programs. The omnibus bill appropriation of $2.5 million. We've also had about almost $590,000 of reversion from some prior funding awards. So we're sitting at just under $3.1 million available for solid waste program grants. I'll jump right into those applications. The first one is from the City of Pierre. They are proposing to design, bid, and construct landfill cell number 4 for solid waste disposal at the existing landfill site. Total project amount is $1,629,000. That is the amount they have requested. As a landfill cell construction project, many of the aspects of the project are eligible for clean water SRF loan funding related to water quality protection. Pierre had this project placed on the state water plan, anticipating the need for clean water SRF loan funding. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,303,200 clean water SRF loan at 3.25% for 10 years and award a solid waste management program grant at 20%, not to exceed $325,800. They pledged second penny sales tax revenue for repayment of the loan. Our analysis indicates that the city's second penny sales tax available revenue would provide over 1,400% debt coverage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. I know we have a representative from Pierre in the room if you'd like to address the board.
Good
Bridgewater, City Engineer for the City of Pier and Director for the Solid Waste Department. I just want to thank the board for their previous support and thank the staff for time and effort that's been put into this application and appreciate your consideration.
Thanks for the time that you're spending with us this afternoon. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Next, we have Sioux Falls. They are seeking to upgrade their leachate and landfill gas collection systems at the regional landfill. These systems have been in place for nearly 20 years and are nearing the end of their useful life. Further maintenance and repairs grow more challenging as replacement parts become obsolete and discontinued. The project will upgrade the SCADA systems for continued monitoring, control of the leachate and gas collection systems. Total project amount is $2,950,000. They've requested $600,000 with the remaining $2,350,000 from local funds. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 20%, not to exceed $590,000. Sioux Falls did indicate that they were not interested in a loan and will use local funds for the portion of the project not funded. If there are representatives from Sioux Falls that would like to speak on behalf of the project, now's your opportunity.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Andy. Good afternoon, Donnie Cooper with the City of Sioux Falls Regional Landfill. Just to highlight a little bit about this project and some benefits, this leachate project and landfill gas control enhancement project will help maximize our team's ability to manage the leachate and landfill gas infrastructure and ultimately help maximize airspace utilization, extending the life of the landfill while minimizing air emissions. So these leachate landfill controls and components operate 24/7, 365 days a year. And just to put it into perspective, in 2023, we collected and piped approximately 8 million gallons of leachate, eliminating the risk of groundwater contamination. And we also piped approximately 450 million standard cubic feet per minute of landfill gas to be used as an alternative fuel to natural gas. That's used at a local biorefinery here near us that produces ethanol. We're hoping to have 95% plans designed completed by next Friday and shooting for construction to start later this summer. Just want to thank you all for the opportunity and your consideration, and I welcome any questions the board may have.
Don, thank you for being available. Much appreciated.
You bet.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Any comments or questions? A comment. That system working 7 days a week, 365 days a year, that almost as much as Andy works. We have a motion and a second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Our next application is from the Southeastern Council of Governments, or CCOG. They are requesting funds to recapitalize the Southeastern Development Foundation Revolving Loan Fund Program. Fund is used to originate loans for eligible purposes defined under the DANR Solid Waste Management Program to for-profit businesses in Clay, Lincoln, McCook, Minnehaha, Turner, and Union counties. Total project amount is $625,000. That is the amount, and they have requested $500,000. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 80%, not to exceed $500,000, to allow CCOG to continue making these loans for solid waste and recycling type entities. If there's anybody from CCOG that would like to speak on behalf of the project, now's your opportunity.
Thanks, Andy, and thanks to the board for the recommendation. This is Lynn Keller Forbes. I'm the president and CEO of the Southeastern Development Foundation, so we certainly appreciate the partnership with you and the ongoing support so we can help businesses in our region.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
So moved. Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Any comments? I do have a question. Have we as a board been informed, and I think we have, so I'm just asking the question to refresh a memory, but to know where some of those grants that you have been awarded over the years, where they have gone?
Yes, each draw that we will do from this $500,000 will actually, we send in the project that is being funded and the type of funding and what it's going to be used for, so the staff sees how the full $500,000 is expended.
That's great. Thank you very much. We have a motion and a second. Are there any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Our last solid waste application is from Winter. They've actually now purchased an existing recycling facility from the Tripp County. All existing equipment is part of the purchase, and the city will also incorporate elements to enable transfer of solid waste from local collection haulers to then haul to the Tri-County landfill near Pukwana. The city is also attempting to implement standardized solid waste containers for individual and commercial uses throughout the community. This project includes the purchase of a walking floor trailer, use separating of materials within the facility. Total project amount is $1,428,642. They've requested $875,000, with the remaining funds coming from local cash. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 35%, not to exceed $500,000. The recommended amount is based on this equipment serving both solid waste and recycling purposes. This is consistent with the awards for other board awards for this type of project. Winter had indicated that they were not interested in a loan for the remainder of the funding, and that they would use local cash for the remainder not being requested. If there are representatives from Winter on the line, now would be your opportunity to address the board.
Good afternoon. This is Chandra Phillips from the City of Winter, the finance officer there. We thank you for your time and consideration on this request.
Well, we thank you for being available this afternoon. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Very good. Thank you.
Real briefly, before we move on to the next item, show you where we're at with the recommendations on the solid waste today. Tina will do this for other funding. We're a little under $1.175 million available for solid waste funding going into our next round. So we're already starting to see a few applications, so anticipate to have some recommendations. All right.
Very good. Very good. Okay, item number 12. Madison Mountain Scout Ranch, deobligation request for consolidated loan. Holly.
Good afternoon. On September 28th, 2023, the Board of Water and Natural Resources ordered Medicine Mountain Scout Ranch a $73,000 consolidated loan for its water supply upgrade project. Within the award, a contingency stated if the borrower was not able to complete all contingencies within a six-month time frame, that the loan would be deobligated. On January 19th, 2024, DANR staff received an email from Black Hills Council of Local Governments with communications confirming Medicine Mountain Scout Ranch will not be making use of the $73,000 and request to deobligate the loan for this project. Our recommendation is to rescind Resolution 2023-102, which awarded the consolidated loan for this project.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Very good. Thank you. Item number 13, North Sioux City deobligation request, clean water.
On June 29th, 2023, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded North Sioux City a $580,000 drinking water SRF loan for its water system interconnection project. On February 9th, 2024, DANR staff received a letter from North Sioux City requesting to rescind the SRF drinking water loan, stating that it will be privately funded. Staff recommendation is to rescind Resolution 2023-80, which awarded the drinking water SRF loan C462009-03.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Becker.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Megan. Okay. Next up, North Sioux City.
On May 17th, 2022, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded North Sioux City a $5,627,193 drinking water SRF loan, along with a $1,723,807 American Rescue Plan Act grant. The pledge on the original application was a system revenue. On January 22nd, 2024, DANR staff received a letter from North Sioux City requesting that the pledge be changed from a revenue bond to a project surcharge. The city's bond council has confirmed that the city can make this adjustment. Staff analysis indicates that a surcharge of $17.95 would be needed to provide the required 110% debt coverage. Staff recommendation is to rescind Resolution 2022-283 and re-award a new $5,627,193 drinking water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage.
Motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhard.
Second.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Item number 15, Pleasant Valley Homeowners Association.
On September 29th, 2022, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded Pleasant Valley Homeowners Association a $249,000 drinking water SRF loan and a $149,000 American Rescue Plan Act grant for its drinking water system improvements September 2022 project. On March 4th, 2024, DANR staff received a letter from Pleasant Valley Homeowners Association requesting to rescind the SRF drinking water loan because they are unable to move forward with the project at this time. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2022-434, which awarded the drinking water SRF loan C462502-01.
Do I have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. All in, are there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Okay. Amend Belle Fourche Board of Water Natural Resources Resolution. Megan.
On June 29th, 2023, the City of Belle Fourche was awarded a $287,192 solid waste management program loan for a solid waste shredder and related purchase 2023 project. When closing the loan, DANR staff became aware that the loan number printed on the Board of Water and Natural Resources Resolution number 2023-87 was incorrect. The loan number reads 2023L-SW-200, and the loan number should read 2023L-SW-400. The 2023L-SW-200 loan number has already been assigned to a loan previously awarded. Staff recommendation is to amend resolution 2023-87, which awarded the solid waste management program loan, to correct the loan number from 2023L-SW-200 to 2023L-SW-400.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Hello, Lanning.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Comments in question? The only comment was it was probably my error. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Are you sure?
Motion carries. Item number 17, meeting schedule. Tina.
All right. Prior to going over the meeting schedule for state fiscal year 2025, I just want to go over the remaining funds that are available after all the recommendations at this board meeting. I'm just going to go over the areas that we awarded funding from. So if we look at the Consolidated Water Facilities Construction Program, we now have a balance of $650,729 remaining. Under the Drinking Water SRF Water Construction Grants, we have $58 remaining. Under the Clean Water SRF Water Quality Grants, we have $30 remaining. Moving on to the Principal Forgiveness. Under the Drinking Water SRF Principal Forgiveness that's allowed for all borrowers, we have $91,320 remaining. The BIL Supplemental Principal Forgiveness for Disadvantaged Communities, we have $12,069,044 remaining. And then moving on to the Clean Water SRF Principal Forgiveness. For the regular principal for base principal forgiveness, we have $574,400. And the BIL principal forgiveness for disadvantaged communities, we have $218,650 remaining. So we were able to provide a lot of funding during this board meeting.
Very good.
All right, so Board of Water and Natural Resources State Fiscal Year 2025 meeting schedule. Each year, the board establishes a tentative meeting schedule for the coming fiscal year. The following meeting dates are suggested for the board's consideration for State Fiscal Year 2025. And a calendar was attached in the board packet. For the September board meeting, we're looking at September 26th and 27th of 2024. Our November 9th business meeting, we're looking at November business meeting, we're looking at November 9th, 2024. Our January meeting, we're looking at January 9th. I had a typo on the page, 2025. For the March 2025 meeting, we're looking at March 27th and 28th. And for June, we're looking at June 26th and 27th of 2025. So if you guys know of any board members know of any conflicts or dates that won't work, please let us know. We will try and communicate as early as possible with staff members and board members on meeting dates.
November 9th is a Saturday.
Hi, Steve.
Tina, this is Brenda. Oh.
Yep, Brenda.
For November meeting, we have the 7th scheduled, not the 9th.
Yep. Somehow our, my title
page. The typo was on the title page. That was my fault, I'm sorry.
Okay, so November 7th. Not November 9th. I don't want to make anyone come in on a Saturday.
Did you get overtime?
All right. And.
All right.
And that's it. Information. Now we move on to legislative update.
Yep. All right. During the 2024 legislative session, we'll go over a couple of bills that had some implications to the Board of Water and Natural Resources. First of all, Senate Bill 16 was the annual omnibus bill. The 2024 omnibus bill passed with one amendment to remove the Gregory County Pump Storage Station project from the Water Resources Project list. This amendment was done because Senate Bill 7 did that in its bill, and that was passed prior to this bill getting read. So the legislature just wanted to make it a little clear that one bill wouldn't fight the other one. So the Gregory County Pump Storage Station project was removed from the state water resources projects list in both Senate Bill 16 and Senate Bill 7. We had the $7 million in SWARMS grants that we've just awarded during this meeting. We had the $4,600,000 in consolidated grant and loan program funds. The board was also appropriated $2,500,000 for the solid waste management program for grants and loans. And then the board was given additional authority to use federal funds. And Senate Bill 16 passed as an emergency measure, which allows us to use the funds prior to the July 1st start of state fiscal year. So this is why we were allowed to award these funds during this meeting and into the June meeting as well. As I mentioned, Senate Bill 7 removed the Gregory County Pump Storage Station project from the State Water Resources Projects list. Senate Bill 53 was an act to make appropriation for eligible water and wastewater projects and to declare an emergency. This gives the board the authority to provide additional ARPA grants to existing water and wastewater projects that were previously awarded an ARPA grant. Through some negotiations and how the legislative session always goes, the final amount was $89,384,221 that will be appropriated to the board. There's also a caveat for an additional $28 million of authority if money appropriated to other state programs are not obligated by the end of 2024. So we don't get that money unless other ARPA funds that were awarded by the state legislature don't get expended or obligated by that 2024 deadline. We might have to have a special emergency meeting in December to award some more funding, depending on how that goes. We hope that it won't, that all the projects will go as planned, but there is that caveat in the legislation for that. Again, this was passed as an emergency measure, which will allow the use of funds prior to July 1st. We, as Andy mentioned at the beginning, we hope to start awarding some of that additional ARPA grants at our June meeting. That will be something to look forward to. Senate Bill 66 was an act to make appropriations for eligible water, wastewater, and stormwater projects throughout state government and to declare an emergency. This was the bill that allowed for ARPA funding for state-owned projects for water, wastewater, and stormwater infrastructure. So the Office of the State Engineer receives the funding for campuses. Most of it went to university or technical college campuses for infrastructure projects. House Bill 1124 was an act to provide the temporary filling of Water Development District Board positions created as a result of a population increase. And this allows for the appointment of district board members due to increased populations. And you'll kind of see with House Bill 1130 as well. As some board districts with the census and also with some reappropriation of boundaries, board districts or water development district boards had some vacancies created within the due to population increases. And this allows for a vacancy for these positions until the next general election. What was happening was these development districts are allowed to tax their members, and we were having a situation of taxation without representation. So that this allows for that temporary appointment. And then House Bill 1130 was an act to revise the water development district boundaries. And this moved portions of Lake County, Kingsbury County, and Minor County from the East Dakota Water Development District to the Vermilion Basin Water Development District. And those were kind of the ones that are pertinent to the board.
All right, thank you. So you're able to boil all of that down into that brief presentation. Nice job.
2.5 months of going over to the legislature in, what was that, a couple minutes?
Summarizing. Well done. Item number 19, June 27-28 meeting.
All right. So we anticipate our June meeting to be the 27th and 28th, likely. Depending on the ARPA obligations and what we have, we're hoping for a one-day meeting, but we'll leave it at 2 days for right now. So the big thing will likely be the ARPA additional funding. We are also looking at the possibility of needing to do a bond issuance later this year, so we might be bringing some information to the board about that. And then we anticipate to have several more funding applications and some deobligations. And so far, that's all that we anticipate for the June meeting.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple of questions here, a couple of comments here at the end of the meeting. First of all, the annual reports for the drinking water and for the clean water came out, and those reports look very good. And when I channeled a little bit of Dr. Gennert, I looked through those and thought about how he would have perceived and how he would have read and reviewed. And so I think that they look just very excellent, and I really appreciate the hard work on the people that were involved with that. The second thing I want to comment on is for the newer board members, when a number of the applications are coming in requesting additional funds because of additional costs, when those original funds were awarded, it was anticipated that costs would increase. And so while we look at it now and they're all increasing their requests for dollars, we did anticipate that there would be some increases based on the total volume of dollars that were being distributed and how long it would take some of the projects to get underway. So just that is a little bit of explanation. And then Jay, coming in early on and laying out the concept and the thought process of what will be happening with our Missouri River water. I thought that was a very timely use of some time there in terms of opening that door in terms of future discussion. So I thought that was very good. The other thing is that, you know, the number of check requests and signatures and the hard work that goes behind the scenes in terms of all of those being prepared and being sent to Todd and I, you know, we really appreciate the fact that it does come and you just handle all those details behind the scenes. So that's just, and it works most of the time, unless it's my fault, it goes pretty smoothly. The other thing is just that this group does, the staff does, to make our board meetings flow relatively easily. The other thing is that at some point I do want to have a little discussion among the board, and I'll visit with Andy and Tina about having maybe a piece in our agenda that we discuss some of the things and some of the ways that perhaps some of the water districts could look at some more consolidation, just to see if we could save some dollars in the long run for the state. But then to each of the boards, you know, just take a moment to pause on how many dollars went out the door today to impact South Dakota's water infrastructure. I mean, it's truly an amazing accomplishment, and you know, you're all doing great work, so you're much appreciated. So that's what I had for today. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernard.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you so very much for your time.